Hey, welcome to our, welcome to whatever the fuck this is, what is this, man? It is the, it's today's show for the, 14th of December. Jesus Christ. Jackie's arriving in 2 days here from Florida, and like that, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, my God, my fucking nose. I'm going to turn this fucking gate off. We don't need the gate. 1, 2. The gate's a little on the loud side, man. It's a little on the weird side, you know. A little on the weird side. I like this shot. Hi, this is Big Bill from Big Bill's Carpet Warehouse. Everything is just great. You know, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. And tonight we're going to be ad-libbing the show entirely. This show is created completely as we go along. Margaret?
Well, when you say Margaret, that means you want me to bail you out.
Yeah, that's what...
No, well,
I'm bailing you out. You're bailing me out.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the one whose idea this is.
Yeah, it was. It was my idea.
Yeah, so independent of us...
I tell you what, why don't I bring on right now, General, you're General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, who do you want to bring on?
I'll bring on Steve Bozell. Steve, how's it going? Oh, you gotta,
yeah, you gotta bring him on.
All right. This fucking goddamn bathtub. One of the Is that the gym?
Yeah, but right now, Phil, I'm over here at Swenson's gym here, and I'm over here at the gym at Swenson's gym here in the La Quinta Valley. But I tell you, it's
you're at the gym in where?
At Swenson's over here in La Quinta Valley.
Where's La Quinta Valley?
It's near Corona, you know, Corona, California.
I've never heard of La Quinta Valley. So, well, how are you doing?
I'm better.
Now, Steve had called me earlier and broke this down for Bud and I as we were,
Yeah, I got jalapeno peppers. I cut some up, and it began to sting, and I reached down. I did the totally, I am sorry, Facebook, you know, Twitter has slapped it. Yeah, Mr. Henry. Well, one of the thing that I'm mostly concerned with right now is Twitter slapping a, you know, like factually incorrect. If I said that my penis is eight and a half inches long, you know,
is Twitter going to do what?
Oh, you got to be kidding me!
No, this is part of my.
You want to know is Twitter going to slap a factually incorrect?
Yeah, will they?
Well, first of all, how are they supposed to know it's true?
I can submit a photograph, but I've seen what they've done to a lot of posts that may be factually incorrect, and they say it's factually incorrect. If I say that I have a large, you know, a large penis, can anybody say?
Okay, so it's going to be a lot of too much penis information, though, you know.
And I reached down and... It burned bad, and I screamed, and my daughter was immediately, you know, she was shocked by that. I went, yeah, I can't.
Can you do it? Like, what exactly, what was the scream you did?
I don't want to say, man.
How did guys play goalie in the National Hockey League before there were face masks? How did you, what, you mean you weren't really worried about your face getting torn to shreds? Jesus. All these old games they show are really interesting. This is back in the day when there was no helmets. And Bobby Orr's, the early days of Bobby Orr. And they're interviewing, who are they interviewing now? Bobby Clark? No, I don't know who these guys are. Bobby Clark was the Flyers. Oh, Derek Sanderson, Phil Esposito, played for the Bruins. Derek Sanderson... Bobby Orr. Oh, yeah, okay. So they got Bobby Orr, Derek Sanderson, and Phil Esposito in somebody's penthouse or someone's apartment up in maybe Boston. And they're talking. Here's Harry Sinden, who was the Bruins coach for 4 years. St. Louis Blues. Oh, this is 1970. The fucking Bruins destroyed the Blues, man. They fucking destroyed them. And it was also in those days they counted backwards. They started the clock at 20 and then counted down. There's a lot of weird things about hockey that they changed for the North, for the basically for the American audience. The Americans are like, wait a minute, the clock's supposed to start at zero and it go 1, 2, 3, and like, okay, fine. So that's how they changed the way the clock was. And even though this is 1970, I'm still looking at some of the players on the ice have one or two guys wearing helmets. There's two guys wearing helmets on the ice. This is 1970. All right, so let's see. What can we do here? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This band is called The Irma and Louise. The Irma and Louise, Stranger Danger. The Irma and Louise, Stranger Danger is the name of this. What would happen if I just jumped into it right now? What would happen if I just jumped into this fucking thing right now? And maybe Chris Norton came on and said, yeah, I want to talk about whether it would be factually incorrect for me to say that my penis is large. Steve Ozell and fucking, what's his name? God damn, that goddamn jalapeno peppers. I chopped up a half a dozen jalapeno peppers and put them into a bottle of Corralejo tequila. And they will sit in that son of a bitch for a couple of weeks and kind of, you know, get nice and, you know, nice and ripe in there and make that tequila just a beautiful thing. But in the meantime, I got some of that fucking jalapeno juice on my goddamn thumb, and it's been stinging, not my thumb, but anywhere you touch, man. I had a hard time breathing today. That fucking jalapeno, those droplets and spores got up into my nose. Who knows? Maybe it's a good way to kill coronavirus. I doubt it. Don't take my word for it. Okay.